The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Nation is going back on vacation. Join us August 12th to August 15th when we load up a plane and go to Toronto to catch not one, but two Blue Jays baseball games and a Toronto FC game. Not only does your trip include tickets to those games, but it also includes your flight to and from Toronto, three nights in a downtown Toronto hotel, and your transportation to and from the airport. Plus, we will even throw in a limited edition piece of Nation Gear. Join us August 12th to 15th as the Nation heads to Toronto to watch a little baseball. Get all the information at nationgear.ca.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Tkachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Welcome in episode 392 of the Real Life Podcast, brought to you by the HGA Group, here to make your business better. Shout out to the HGA Group. My headphones were turned up. That's why that was so loud. Wow. Anyways, wanted to start the show with this. The bidding is over for the chance to golf with us at the Oilers Nation Open. And the final bid came courtesy of Ryan Denis.
How much did he spend?
Or Ryan Dennis. I don't know which one it is. We'll figure that out when we get to know him and have
both
to get down
on
the golf course. It was a wild back and forth bid.
Was it?
Yeah. But Ryan came out on top at $1,300. So he will be golfing.
Holy
he has
cow.
A couple of stipulations. The music needs to be right for him.
Respect.
I respect
he can be the DJ. He can DJ. Don't let Chalmers DJ.
Okay. Don't let Chalmers DJ. And he also wants to drive the Nation cart.
Done and done.
Those are acceptable demands in my
opinion. Very acceptable. Yep. All in the name of charity, of course. That is a great, that's a crazy sum of money.
Wow, and that's amazing.
Great ask by our boy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Fantastic stuff. So $1,300 to Gregor's grads. That is awesome. I'm going to send his info over to sales guy, Jared.
We're going to owe him and his guest a good time.
Yes. You get to bring a guest too, which is, and please send us over your handicaps.
Oh,
you know, for the golf, really plan out what we're going to do here. Send us your strengths and weaknesses
of
your
golf. Oh yeah. So we can really put together a nice strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to know how we're going to attack this course.
Just bomb it, man.
What are the rules again? Is it best ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bomb it and don't hit it on the military base, the military cabbage.
Yeah. So when Jay and I went and played Cattail the other day to shoot some video content, Jay hit one onto military property and we couldn't go get the ball.
It was like a military farm along one of the holes.
There was definitely something growing in that field.
And if you cross the spot on by order of the Minister of National Defense, if you cross that fence, you're likely getting helicopter missiled.
You are automatically enlisted.
Yeah.
That's the rule. And that's what you play by when you play Cattail Crossing. But the course was in good shape when we were out there, actually. I thought it was real nice.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, I don't know. It was great. We played a quick 9 holes. Mm-hmm. Actually, really quick, like hour and a half or hour 20. It was sweet. It was good. Got the lay of the land, too. Mm-hmm. So getting ready. We're preparing for you, Ryan, and your friend.
What is that date of the golf tournament?
The 19th. And if you want to get in on it, a foursome is $1,000. Gets you, obviously, the round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a good time. Mm-hmm. Access to some great prizes and a pretty sweet swag bag we put together every year as well.
Swaggy. I think we're getting our hands on a signed Darnell Nurse jersey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Giveaway.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is spicy. Check everybody it out, nationgear.ca.
Everybody likes a signed jersey.
Oh, of course. Daryl?
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to be here for a while, so it's a good jersey.
Yeah, we're
purchase.
Committed to him. Yeah, so that's why we got assigned. Yeah, he's going to be the longest serving oil. Yeah, not the longest serving oil, but yeah, you know.
Speaking of jersey choices, I mentioned that I got my dad Oilers jersey for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Or no, sorry, for his birthday. And I gave him the chance to go put whatever name you want on the back there. And he put Jesse Puljujärvi on the back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then he didn't even wear it to a playoff game because he was like, no, I like my Cassian jersey more. So
all those jerseys are.
Yeah. I think I might be getting the old seam ripper out and picking Puljujärvi off the back of that bad boy for
him. That's a lot of letters. What about the Oblisk or what's it called?
The Umlaut.
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 Are you going to put Mike Camilleri on there for him instead?
What number did Jussi Jokinen wear? I forgot.
36?
Yeah, it might have been 36.
Or that might have been Granlund.
Yeah, dry toast. Fucking Granlund.
Yeah, dry toast.
Good Lord. I had erased both those players from my memory. Jussi Jokinen, Oilers.
It was another famous 13.
Yeah, he wore number 36.
Cogliano?
Hold on. Jussi Jokinen played for the Oil?
Yeah. For a hot you don't minute, remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
What? How long?
So it was at the beginning of the 17-18 season. He played 14 games and had one assist, was -3. And the Oilers said, you know what? I think we're good. And they flipped him for Mike Camilleri.
Mike Camilleri?
Mm-hmm. And Camilleri came here, played 51 games and scored 4 goals.
Maybe your dad.
Couple of good shootout goals.
Oh, what the fuck? I feel like you're describing something in an alternate universe. Mike Camilleri.
Could I interest your dad perhaps in a Cam Barker number 13?
Ooh, he might like that. Seems his style.
Alberta boy. No, yeah. I play for the Red Deer Rebels. You might not be an Alberta boy.
How about Steve Pinizzotto?
There you go. That's
good,
a good
Lord.
One.
Lil D, David Desarnais.
Ah, you know what? At least you'd have the good playoff memory. And
you
got
a good
sense.
Memory attached to that.
Yep.
Man, yeah. Your dad went Puljujärvi.
Because it's my mom's favorite player. So he was like, thought he was being a good husband. And turns out he was just being foolish.
Oh, no, because he was going to gift it to her for Mother's Day.
Probably. He was trying to flip my gift because he didn't want it.
Yeah, okay, he's being smart. Okay.
Will he be like, well, that just shows me what it happens when I get my hopes up. Is that how he's going to play this? Like,
well, now the issue.
A personal affront.
Well, now the issue for my dad is he has a Cassian and a Puljujärvi. No other Oilers jerseys for current players.
So
he's shopping. Yeah, he'll be shopping.
Jeez.
And he was debating between Puljujärvi and Hyman. And I was like, Dad, that's Hyman.
No brainer. I know. There's so many people I have talked to literally in the last week. And by so many, I think it's 3 exactly that have said they are getting a Hyman jersey or their blank jersey is becoming a Hyman jersey.
Fan favorite.
Oh, without it, like instantly.
I was talking to Rick from the Pint, and he said he's going to flip his old Ethan Bear jersey into a Stuart Skinner jersey. And I think that's a smart little play.
I like that one.
Get the goalie on the back now.
Yeah.
Not enough people repping Oilers goalie jerseys. Granted, no, like how many people were cruising around in 17-18 with Talbot jerseys or 16?
It has been a hard slug for fans of goaltending. If you're an Oilers fan, you've been waiting a long time.
Talbot did move because he came and it was good, right? He did move a bit.
My brother-in-law has a Talbot jersey, actually.
Yeah, the only ones that got Koskinen jerseys when the Finns were here. There was like 2 available. They bought that and then got them to make 17 of them for them during the game.
Which Oilers goalie jersey in recent memory do you think would be the most popular? Rollison? Is that recent?
Gotta be Rolly, right? And maybe some people like weirdly bought into Dubnyk. I can see that.
I always love walking around Rogers Place and seeing some skeletons come off.
Awesome. Oh yeah, it's good. It's good.
I feel like people who have a jersey they don't like think it's like a faux pas to wear a jersey of a player that's not here anymore, but it really isn't.
No,
it's not.
Right? Like your dad wearing a Puljujärvi, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who's like, oh, what are you doing? Right? Like no one's going to get mad at you.
Yeah. Every now and then you see some Lucic jerseys out in the wild and that did not go well.
Yeah. That's fine. We're all here. We all find ourselves here. When you look at old photos of the Oilers in the 80s, no one wore jerseys. Everyone at the games was wearing t-shirts or dress shirts made of cigarettes, as was the style of the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like somewhere along the line, they convince us that a $300 jersey is an appropriate thing to wear to a game.
There's no shame in rocking your Ryan Spooner jersey.
100%.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone owns one of those.
Zero. What about Mr. Spooner, his father?
I don't even think he does. I don't think Ryan Spooner.
Wait, you think he comes home at the end of the day and is like, my son Ryan sucks and goes to bed?
Yes.
You never know though, because like when we were in Los Angeles, we saw Rodrigue jerseys and they were his family rocking with him.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
So you never know who's got a Spooner jersey out there.
I guess.
You know?
Probably being too hard on Mr. Spooner.
I posted that picture during the playoffs of the guy wearing the Ty Ratty jersey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Unicorns out there. Well,
was that an Oiler jersey or
no? It was an Oiler jersey.
Oh God.
Yeah, the guy who got the Lamborghini Perlini jersey, like you would never regret that. The fact that you put Lamborghini on the jersey. One. No, that's so
you're not regretting Bison King.
No, that's a funny point in time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But a report from Tom Gazzola yesterday, which we also had up on our site there, that the two sides are heading towards a split. Yes, Puljujärvi. Sad. Likely not going to be Oiler.
What's his source? Why are you kicking the cords?
Because my legs are sore and I need to stretch them.
I know, but you can avoid that.
I was trying to, but I didn't.
Hold your headphones up.
Okay.
What's his source? What's going on? How credible is this?
I think anytime Tom says anything like this, because he doesn't do it a lot, right? I think anytime Tom comes out and says something like this, it's solid.
Hmm.
And it's not surprising.
Yeah, well, the reality is he's going to be chasing $3.5-4 million.
I don't think so.
Well, $100,000 a point in arbitration.
I think he's going to be chasing a fresh start somewhere.
That, yeah, he will. Mm-hmm. But if he stays here, he'd be chasing the bag.
Yeah, potentially.
Which, you know, like I said, if the Oilers sign him for anything north of $2.25 million, then they can't do it.
Yeah.
So then,
you know, bag.
Economically, they have to do the split.
What'd you say, Wanya?
Bag.
I yelled out bag, like chasing the bag. I just yelled bag.
Bag you alert. Know?
Chase that bag.
Mm-hmm. Bag alert.
Bag melt.
You know who's a not going to have it the summer that he thinks he's going to have, I think, is Evander Kane's agent. When he was tweeting money emojis and shit in the playoffs, I was like, I don't know about this guy.
Well, the reality is his appeal with the NHL and the arbitrator is not going to be done till like August. And meanwhile, draft has happened. Free agency has happened. Like the market kind of is going to go turn its back on him because there's not going to be like these teams have to make moves.
Bag. What I think should happen is if the Oilers want to sign him, it's probably going to be 3x7, I think, is the likely landing spot. Because the Oilers probably want to go 3x6 and Kane probably wants 4x7. So you meet in the middle, right? He gets the...
Do you think there's a chance the Oilers sign him?
Yeah. I still think there's like a 60% chance he's back here next season.
60, eh?
So what if his original contract goes back to like being in place and he becomes a property of San Jose Sharks?
What's the remainder of his contract?
Is it 2 years or 3 years?
3 years by $7 million. So if you're the Oilers, you sign it 3x7. You call... Kate calls the owner in San Jose and says, hey... If they put him back on your team, that 3x7 traded to us for futures. And the Sharks,
you think old DK's making that call?
Yeah, I think DK makes a call to his friendly owner in San Jose because they don't have a GM right now. Whoever, Holland calls.
Oh my God, the owner has to take all the calls right now because he has no GM.
They have someone standing in place.
Patrick Marleau's taking those calls.
So
we're interested in packaging a 7th and 9th round for your 5th pound. How did you get through to me? He would say.
So you just call San Jose, the interim GM, and you just say like, hey, if you get him back, your owner doesn't want to pay that money. You don't want that on your books. Trade him to us for nothing.
And get him to retain and give him a second round.
Sure. But the thing with San Jose is apparently they think they can make the playoffs next year.
Yeah, but they don't want Kane on the team, so they may as well. Oh, but they don't want the dead money. Yeah, they need to get rid of cap space.
Yeah, because they have $40 million
of money tied up in defense. Yeah. Lots.
But Frank actually reported that part of the reason some candidates are like turning away from the Sharks job and not entertaining the offers, it's because the owner keeps saying in the interviews, like, no, we're trying to win a cup right now with these players. And candidates are like, ooh, yeah, I don't want that expectation on me. I'm good. Your team's not that good, man.
Bro.
My guy.
Although I did hear former Oiler Mike Greer is apparently in the mix.
Rosie.
In what?
To be the GM of the Sharks.
Really?
Oh, sick.
Which would mean, as Jason Greger pointed out on the DFO rundown, believed to be the first time in history that there are brothers who are GMs of an NHL and father, NFL
son.
Team.
Father,
sorry,
son.
Father, son. Father, son. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mike Greer's son is the GM of an NFL team?
Yes.
Yes.
Remarkable.
These esports kids these days, they just
That's remarkable.
It's a
Hello? What? I can't hear anything right now.
Why not?
Uh-oh. I can hear you.
I can hear
Jay's
you.
Jay's having a stroke.
Can yep. you hear me?
All of your wire kicking.
Yeah. Todd's been kicking wires.
Oh my God. My headphones went off.
You back?
Yes.
I'm He's back. Got long legs.
Gosh darn it.
Long legs and big feet.
How come Mike Greer can't be RGM? Like Kevin Holland notwithstanding. Like what Ken Holland rather. Why did we just let him go? Kevin Holland.
Oh, get ready because the Oilers need a new director of pro scouting.
Good.
They keep hearing about how Brad Holland is first in line.
Is that his bro?
Who is Brad Holland?
Isn't it Ken's kid?
Oh, another father-son duo. Damn it.
He could get lessons from Rosie Greer's kid.
We need better.
Yeah, Brad Holland is Ken's.
We need kid. Better scouting. Archie was past his time.
Well, I saw the picture of him that Spec tweeted out when it was like, hey, Oilers are going to announce that he's retiring. And I took one look at him and I'm like, no offense to Archie Henderson, but yeah, dude, you should retire.
He's in his 70s.
Like,
yeah. How do those meetings even go? Like Keith Gretzky sitting at the table. He's like, I'm not someone, but I'm close. And then Brad Holland sitting next to him. And he's like, I'm not someone, but I'm close.
Yeah, it's I think maybe in the moment it's fine, but I have a funny feeling like 6 years from now, we might look back and be like, ah, Keith Gretzky, Brad Holland. Those were our two most trusted advisors to our general manager, who's also ancient.
Keith Acton.
Archie Henderson, 65. That's the time to retire.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah. Good on you. Yeah.
Good on you.
Enjoy. Have a good second half. Back nine.
Back nine.
Back five.
Jesus.
Does Houston still draw putting an
expiry date on RG Henderson?
Well, but back nine, like that means like back nine to me would be like 40, 45 and on. Like I'm on the back nine of my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Close. Or I'm at the snack shack.
Yeah. So you're saying he's
still guzzling beers.
Yeah.
About to go on the back nine where I can't drink as much and I have to pee quite more frequently than I did on the front nine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm developing a palate for capers. good stuff. We need Uncle Ken to enter championship GM mode. And he's just gotta fucking figure it out and move shit around. Like there, how can Tampa Bay always be getting like the most highly touted trade deadline targets year over year? They just find a goddamn way to do it.
Their report today from Elliot Friedman says they are working on a trade with Ryan McDonough.
Well, and even outside of Tampa Bay, like,
yeah, they move and they move. That's the thing. They move on really quick to make room. Like they're just,
Pacific's getting better too. Like Kevin Fiala went to the Kings yesterday.
Kings, that's the thing. The Pacific is getting, yeah. So now LA is going to be like,
you know what I'm okay with though?
They
I'm
now
okay
have their with, offense.
I'm okay with that Fiala deal because of the extension. Like LA, that's not a good extension to sign a guy to.
Why? How old is he? He's like 26.
He's 25 and he's been a point a game once in his career.
I know. So he's cashing in a little bit, but that's fine. Like they struggle with offense, man.
I know, but now
7.9 million.
Okay. So if you're Adrian Kempe, 25 years old, and you just scored more goals than Fiala, what are you asking for from the Kings? Same deal, right?
Yeah.
So okay. Fiala.
So now you're sitting there for the next two seasons with Kopitar, Fiala and Kempe making like a combined 45% of your cap. It's a lot of money tied up.
45% of your cap. The cap is 80 some million dollars. So they're making like 40 million between the three of them.
You're MJ's math.
Wow.
I was including Doughty in that calculation. Sorry. Those three and Doughty make like half your cap.
Even still, they don't.
10, 20, 27,
35
of like
82.
35.6. That's pretty close to half. Still, the point is I'm okay with the Fiala extension because it means they have to pay Kempe a lot. And then it means they have a ton of money tied up in guys and they're very early in the process of becoming a contender. I think it's an overpay for Fiala is my point. It makes them better, yes, but it's an overpay for Fiala.
Pacific's still getting better though. That's Pacific, my point. Ken Holland can't just sit and fuck around.
Well, nope. And we can't we have to give Ken Holland some time before we critique him on his summer. Cause yep, like literally happened. Like it hasn't really started. Just there's been a couple movements. So like, as annoyed as I am, I don't know why I'm giving the leash is still a little bit long. So we'll see what he does, but he's got to do something. There is some moves to be made out there. Like we have to obviously goaltending. If Mike Smith, especially on LTIR, that would be a blessing in disguise.
When do we find that out?
Well, we find out if he's retiring soon, potentially. Yeah. And if he's not, then I think the Oilers just put him on LTIR and he can just make that money. The Gregor proposition of the Keith trade buyout sign is interesting. That's getting creative. So, now that's Jason Gregor coming up with that, not necessarily Ken Holland thinking about that and wanting to do that. And then, you know, we gotta invest in our defensemen and, you know, sprinkle in some depth in the,
this is going to be the closing remarks of one of the articles I put out this weekend, over the course of the long weekend. What would you give up for this package from Arizona? Chychrun, Krause, and the Duncan Keith swap. If you're unfamiliar with the Duncan Keith swap, the deal is if you trade him to Arizona and Arizona buys him out, you can re-sign him for $1 million. So the Oilers would save $4.5 million in cap space. For the Coyotes, they're itching to get to the salary floor. And by buying out Keith, they get a $4.5 million cap hit this year with only $500,000 in real cash. So it's very ideal for the Coyotes as well. So what would you give up for Chychrun, Krause, and get the Duncan Keith swap done?
Now, is that like, should we be sending another contract back, or is that getting too...
The Keith swap makes the money work because you're saving $4.5 million.
Okay, so then definitely. Okay, so we got Chychrun.
I like the creativity though.
And then that. So the key swap is probably worth a second in itself because that's $4.5 million.
I believe
kind of how they've kind of, there's kind of a market for what a pick is worth in salary.
My initial idea.
You asked me.
Okay, fine. I was going to give you more time to think while I give mine.
No. I'm explaining my thought process.
Explain away.
And you're chomping at the bit because obviously you've got the trade.
No, I know.
You've got it sorted. So I think you got to give a second for the Keith swap. Mm-hmm. And then definitely we have to throw in two firsts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have to go Broberg. Two firsts, Broberg, and a second.
I don't think that's enough.
You don't think that's enough?
What I had in the article was two firsts, a second, Broberg, and Puljujärvi.
Oh, well, yeah, to take Puljujärvi is doing us a favor-ish.
He has value.
Why is his market value so low? I would think he would have some sort of upside. He proved who he was this year.
He just put up a career high in points.
I think you have to deal him to an analytics-friendly organization to get his value.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm...
Computer boys.
Yeah, I'm interested in Carolina as a trading spot for Puljujärvi. But anyways, I think Arizona is an opportunity for the Oilers to do like a one-stop shop. You clear up some cap space, you get a banging left defenseman in Chychrun, and you get Lawson Krause to slide into your top six. And I'll add this, I still don't think two firsts, a second, Puljujärvi and Broberg would be enough for that package. I think they would want another piece. But maybe the piece... Sure. Or maybe they'd sit there and be like, oh yeah, we'll take Warren Fogle too, because we need someone to play in the NHL next year. I think
you got to do it. Like Krause isn't the fastest, but he's big and he scored 20 goals. Like that's something. And then you got Chychrun, who's good. Mm-hmm. He's a left shot though, right? So we'll have Nurse and Chychrun as our...
And Keith, if you dump him and resign him. So your left side would be Nurse, Chychrun, Keith. Your right side next year, you could even re-sign Kulak because you wouldn't have Broberg, right? And you could just flip Kulak to the right side potentially. I think he could handle it.
Could he play the right side?
I think he can. I think he did a little bit with Montreal. Maybe I'm misremembering, but...
Yeah, him and the second pair.
And then you'd have Bouchard, CC, Kulak on your right side. And all of a sudden, that's a good defense.
Yeah, because the left is strong. The right's okay.
I think Bouchard, CC, Kulak's a really good right side.
Bouchard is not a good defenseman.
He's learning. He'll get there.
We'll see.
You got to remember he's young. He's really only going to get better in that regard.
I want the Puljujärvi is young angle to be dismissed. That was 2 years ago. Puljujärvi was young. He's 20. Is exactly. Is Connor McDavid young?
No,
exactly.
But to be fair, Connor McDavid's a little different because he's, you know.
But I'm saying that everyone, he's still young. I'm like, well, like, is he that young? Like,
he's a late bloomer, though, is the point.
I would totally agree. And like, it'll be interesting to see where, like, what happens with Puljujärvi and how he kind of continues to develop, like, or if he does develop.
Yeah. I think with a Puljujärvi deal, like, obviously, you know, a Chychrun Krause monster deal with Arizona is not even close to likely. That's not happening. With Puljujärvi, you can't trade him for a pick. You cannot move him for a second.
No, it's got to be a work in progress, traded for a work in progress.
Exactly.
Change of scenery. Knee cash?
Nachis, yeah, who's Nachis? Also a pending RFA.
He's on Natchez on the Men Jays.
I miss that movie.
Great movie.
Excellent movie.
It really makes you want and makes you love Rush again. It makes
it really does.
It reminds you of Rush and reminds you how awesome Rush is.
100%.
Do you know who Rush is?
Yes, I know who Rush is. Geddy Lee.
Ooh.
The Edmonton Lacrosse team.
Yep. Yes. Go Rush.
Okay. I got dunked on by your Remchuk.
Didn't
I still wish they would have named them the Rush Riders when they moved to Saskatchewan.
Oh. That would have been funny, actually.
Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What was I talking about? Pouliot. Yeah, I would move him for Krause.
Okay.
I would move him for Connor Brown if they took a...
So what is Krause's next contract? Because what, he was 32?
Three and a half. 2 years, 3.5.
Okay.
I think that's what he would get. I'd move him for Connor Brown if they take a contract.
So why is Connor Brown available?
Because I think Ottawa wants to try. I think Ottawa wants to maybe get someone a little bit more established to play with their young kids in the top six. And to do that, I just don't know if there's necessarily a spot for a guy like Connor Brown, who also is a UFA at the end of the season, right? So if they get the idea.
Do you worry if you bring him in here, you offend Connor McDavid, who has a strict one Connor policy?
They're boys, though.
Oh.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Right, so shot or left shot?
The boy, though, that he would wave his one Connor. I don't know about that.
You have to know. Well, right, you know, and if he's an honorable guy, he'll just change his first name.
You know what? You're right. You are right.
And he'll get, and Connor will buy him the most expensive Rolex or watch there is to name himself Doug.
Doug Brown. We don't have any Dougs.
It's been a minute.
Yep.
The name I'm actually interested in, Friedman sent this out earlier today.
Capo Caco.
No, but his name is interesting in like a literal sense. Like, he has a very unique, interesting name. Ilya Mikheyev in Toronto is interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a
UFA.
There's a reason why they want to move on, unless he wants money. Like, he's not consistent, but like, man, can he be a threat? He's fast.
And he basically, he played bottom or like third line minutes and scored 20 goals in 54 games.
He doesn't violate the one Connor policy either.
So he's a UFA?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to chase the bag right now. He's trying to chase the bag. He wants the bag.
Major bag.
So he wants $4 million.
I keep meaning to put this button on the Roadcaster. There was a DJ Khaled song that came out like a month ago. And at the beginning of the song, one of DJ Khaled's shouts is real life. I want to work that into the pod.
Into the stinger.
Yeah, into the stinger.
We're getting into the stinger game.
And go Edmonton Stingers.
Shout out Edmonton Stingers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a game soon. We've got courtside seats.
What?
Yes.
Oodle Noodle does?
Oodle Noodle does.
Can I say, shout out to our friends at Oodle Noodle and DoorDash Ding Dong. That mop for the court that looks like noodles is one of the most genius marketing things I've ever seen.
I'd love to see.
Who made it in the end, Jay? Who'd you get to make it?
It's a local company that made it. We put out a call to action for...
I saw that. I was like, this is a very specific type of person they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. We had like four submissions and these guys kind of just, they send us kind of like because everyone sent us what their idea of it is. And then that one was like, yeah, I think they really kind of get what we're trying to do. So they build it. I can't remember the name. I've got it on my LinkedIn somewhere. I'll find it. But shout them out. They did a great job.
I found that photo of the original one a long time ago. Bag Milk and I have a singular understanding of noodle memes. When I found that mop, I was like, well, you got to post this. Oh, yeah, to see it in real life. Meme in real life? Damn.
Yeah, when memes imitate reality, or reality imitates memes, whatever direction it needs to be.
One of the new things we're posting a bunch on Oodle Noodlegram is congratulating ourselves for being the noodle restaurant with the most memes. And we're offering a money back guarantee that if you find a restaurant chain with more memes, we'll refund your money. Mm-hmm. Your Remchuk, you've looked high and low. Have you ever seen a restaurant chain with more memes than Oodle Noodle?
No. Although someone's been getting into the Radio Shack Twitter. I was going to
say, someone's seen the Radio Shack takeover?
Radio Shack takeover?
Yeah, go on Twitter and look at Radio Shack right now.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's spicy.
There's a couple that are they're out there. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. Check it out.
Anyways, I don't know any noodle companies making more memes than you guys.
Don't get your money back.
I know. I will say this. I don't know if this is a good advertisement or not. I had another sort of noodle company the other day for dinner, just because it was close.
How dare you.
I stopped
in. Audacity.
And I took three bites and I was like, holy shit, this is nowhere near as good. And I regretted it instantly.
There's no memes here. That's what I'd say.
Yep. Yeah.
Not a single meme, probably.
Walk in and go, what the hell is wrong with you guys? No memes.
Well, that's what you get.
It's all about the memes, man.
It's all about life choices for you.
We should make cookies that have memes on them.
Ooh.
I don't mind that.
Interesting.
We also get cookies.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're working on right now as we're building and priming the market. So for something bigger that we want to do, but we are getting a shit ton. We're ordering hundreds of thousands of fortune cookies.
Really?
And you're going to get a fortune cookie with every order.
Are they like
to set the expectation of getting fortune cookies with your order? So Wanye, we can do the big fortune cookie thing.
Yes. So we're doing this chain for 13 years. We're about to get to it.
Finally, we're setting the stage.
Ah! Is it going to be like a roll up the rim? But
it'll be our roll up the rim.
Awesome. That's yes. cool.
So, but yeah,
I like the idea of you guys doing fortune cookies that are uniquely Edmonton fortune cookies.
Well, they're going to be even fortune cookies that are going to have custom fortunes in them.
Yeah,
script ourselves.
So like you open up the fortune cookie from Oodle Noodle and it says like Henday on the traffic will be good tomorrow.
What was that?
Henday on the traffic will be good tomorrow.
Holy wow.
They'll be like, do not hire Tyler Ramchuk to house it.
Yes.
The Oilers will win their next home game. Except you can't say Oilers, I don't think. Or even hint at that. So bad idea.
Yeah, you're off the fortune writing case. Right.
Good.
The Henday on the traffic.
The Henday on the latest on the Menjays.
Yep.
You got latest.
It all comes back to I love you, man.
Yes.
God, that rattles me.
I'm playing some Rush on the way home. Yeah.
I love streaming services for that exact reason, you know? And I'm going to go flipping through my CD book anymore.
Like, Rush makes you want to play the bass.
Oh, slapping the bass, man.
Because Geddy Lee, like lead singer, like which bands is the lead singer a bass guitarist? Very, very few.
The guy from
very
Primus?
Few.
Primus, yes. Yeah. That's old school. And also Prince. Very visual. Was he was in everything. He played everything.
Instrument, yeah.
He played a lot of bass loader shows.
I was listening to Prince on the way here, actually.
Were you?
I was, yeah. Purple Rain. That album's great.
Oh, it's a great album, yeah.
Hell of an album.
I went up to someone who was trying to be fashionista and was wearing a Purple Rain t-shirt. Was I with you guys? Is this in LA?
Maybe.
And I went up to him like, I go, name one song.
Oh, darling, you did this?
Nikki. That's how you start a conversation.
No, because I knew I was calling, well, whatever. And then, but it was on a T because one of the songs is Purple Rain.
Yep.
And he's like,
boy.
You're not a Prince fan, are you? He's like,
So many good songs on there.
Get out of here, you phony baloney.
I'm not saying I'm a Prince fan. I'm not saying I'm a Prince fan, but I'm just, if you're going to, you gotta have some kind of intel.
I'm not a deep Prince fan. Like, and I'm not a deep cuts guy, but like that album specifically, I love it.
You got to know the hits.
Got to know the hits. Baby, I'm a star.
When I used to wear around Backstreet Boy shirts, if you'd stop me in the street and challenge me to name a track list, I'd have slapped you in the face with a whole handful.
Yeah, I'll sing you the whole album front to back.
I'll sing you. Yeah. Larger than life backwards. What do you
want? Whose part do you want? Just Kevin? All right.
Yeah.
You do the harmonies.
Hey, let me show you the choreographed dance move.
BSB, shut up.
I want to, but not at the moment, but I bought a bunch of vinyl of it and I go in and out of it on a big Queen kick. Obviously, like Bohemian Rhapsody really brought Queen back to the forefront. But I was at a party where they were just playing Queen exclusively and I just like came out of there just Radio Gaga just enters my mind all the time. Great jam.
Speaking of hoodies though, I was looking to buy a Red Bull Racing hoodie.
Oh.
They are fucking not cheap.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they get you, man.
It's a specific purchase bag, Milk. What look were you going
F1
for?
Is a lifestyle.
F1, the lifestyle. I think like I'm really embracing it, but $140 for a hoodie.
I got my, I have to go to wear it. My Artin Senna hat and it was like €45.
But you would get to be like comparative. You would probably get more use out of that than you would out of say like a jersey, right?
Yeah, but a jersey's got...
It's got that, I know that...
This is just a standard Red Bull Racing. It's not like I got Max Verstappen's face on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to go get the go get a Williams hoodie.
Oh, it'll be much cheaper.
Even though, watch the Senate doc. I don't know what I think about
the Senate doc.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah, Williams. They did him dirty.
I look at Williams a little bit different.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
They deserve Nick Latifi.
That's what they get. Well, Nick Latifi is not coming back. No, they're not renewing. They're signing someone else.
No, it was very cruel at the Canadian Grand Prix how they were just asking about.
Oh, they just show ponied him for Williams, knowing that he's not coming back. It was good. Silverstone this weekend. It'll be interesting for you F1 fans. Your M-Trick just sneezed.
Apparently our F1 viewing party, I was talking to Jared about it. It went very well. I wish I was there. I was away.
I had all intentions of taking Crawford there and watching because that's our father-daughter ritual is
F1.
We watch F1.
Yeah.
Speaking of watch parties, Blue Jays watch party at the Pint tomorrow.
I'm
Canada
excited.
Day.
I'm going. Me and Zach are going.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And excited. I think Liam's going.
Yeah. Liam's going to go too. We're going to hang out with Rick. It'll be a good time.
I really wanted to go, but... it's my mom's retirement party. She retired.
Oh, that's exciting.
Today is her last ever day as a teacher.
Oh, wow. Good for her. How many years teaching?
What grade?
So she spent the bulk of it, 20 plus as a grade 3 teacher. Mm-hmm. I'd say 25 plus years as a grade 3 teacher. And then she moved into like a learning support role for a few years. And then she ended it as a kindergarten teacher, which was a real change of pace for her.
So your mom's got a lot of patience.
Yeah, much patience.
Well,
she deals with me a lot. So there's that.
Do you think your dad's going to tell your mom she has to work one more semester because he blew all the money on the jersey with Pooley?
Well, you know what she's getting as a retirement gift?
Yeah, yeah.
Pooley
yeah,
exactly. Jersey. Boom.
No,
Love you.
So it's actually hilarious because my dad is going all out to make sure we celebrate this thing properly. So like a month ago, also, if anyone listens to this before tomorrow, don't tell my mom that we're throwing her a party. She has no idea because she wouldn't stand for it. She likes to plan things herself and be in control and like make sure the house is clean. We don't want her worrying about that. So we're just not telling her we're throwing the party.
Okay.
Bold strategy. But a few weeks ago or a month ago, my dad was like, all right, so I'm throwing your mom a retirement party. And we're like, okay. He goes, I'm going to throw her one with all of her coworkers. And we're like, yep, that makes sense. He goes, and then one with her family. We're like, okay. And then he goes, and then a third one with all of her friends. And we were like, okay, that might be a bit much, Dad.
What about friends and family? That's amalgamate one here.
Yeah, we had to dial it back to just two parties. But she's already had the one with her coworkers. So now
she thinks she's done with the parties.
She thinks she's done with the parties.
Season's over.
Yeah. Ooh. But tomorrow it's going to be a shift because it's family in the afternoon. Then we told her friends to come later at night. So,
when it gets wild.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
So you're putting in a full day shift tomorrow is what you're saying.
Yeah, which is why I can't do the Blue Jays Nation watch party.
Amber, if you're listening, we want to see photos of Tyler.
Yep, late in the evening. 8-hour shift.
Yep.
Either of you guys catch Frank's slip up on the Daily Faceoff show the other day?
No.
We're sitting there talking about my betting for the year. And we did like a year in review for my sports betting for my daily best bets brought to you by Points by Canada.
I thought I saw this.
Okay. So we're talking, going back and forth. And Frank was like, well, I suggested 345 bets on the Daily Faceoff show this year. I came ahead 12 units. And Frank goes, 345 bets at $100 a bet, Tyler, that's $34,000. And I was like, yeah, it certainly is. And he was like, well, I'm sure there were some stressful nights for you and your fiance, Amber. And I was like, my what?
Well, because he doesn't know that you guys got married in LA when you went down.
You mean my wife?
Yeah.
You've been married several times by my count.
Yeah. So I had to stop Frank on the show. And I was like, Frank, my dad listens to this. And I don't want him thinking something happened that he didn't know about. She's not my fiance. And then I said, Frank, you are an insider, but not that kind of insider. Not a love insider.
Boom. That's good insider smack talk.
Yep.
I'm going to.
Would you have Frank Saravalli be the officiating person at your wedding?
I was actually thinking it'd be pretty funny if I had him break the news, right?
It should.
Or do the ceremony and just be like, the power invested in me by the Professional Hockey Writers Association. You are married. And then you're like, that's the only over governing body I would adhere to.
Exactly.
And then 20 years later, something comes up and Amber and I remember we aren't legitimately married.
We're married in the eyes of the Hockey Writers Association.
That might be handy.
Yeah, come in. This common law is still the same shit though.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know. You gotta get one of those cohabitational agreements.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news here, Tyler.
Yep.
There will be some change to the Oilers coaching staff for next season.
Can I guess? I haven't read it yet. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Gullitson out, Wiseman out.
Brian Wiseman is moving on and has strong interest from a variety of teams. Gullitson and Manson expected to stay.
Gullitson staying.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
He's the Teflon Don around here.
I am actually like
blue guy.
9 out of 10 stunned by this. I thought he was done.
Wow.
I'm surprised you have such strong opinions on what Glenn Gullitson's doing.
Does Houston still draw salary from the OEG at the present time?
No, he is the commissioner of the AHL.
Scott
Housen.
Is it Housen or Houston?
Okay. Housen. Am I confusing two people here?
Scott Housen, the former AGM, is indeed the new commissioner of the AHL.
The guy who was in Columbus then came back here?
Yeah.
Preposterous. Well, yeah. We propped that guy up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who's going to be the added assistant here.
I don't know. Do you need a fourth? Maybe you keep it tight.
Maybe you have more room on the bench.
Maybe just give all the money you're saving to Jeremy Kuppel.
Maybe they just keep more room on the bench because Woody likes to roam.
More pacing.
Woody does like to roam, doesn't he? He likes to do high kicks up and down the bench.
Who reported that?
TSN's Darren Dreger.
Ah, okay. Nice. Gullitson expected to stay, hey? Brian Wiseman, I forgot that dude existed. No offense to him.
I don't know if I've ever heard his name before today.
Yeah. That's actually quite true.
Who is that assistant coach that we had an episode of Real Life named after that I said the other day? Trent Yanni.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Trent Yanni, yeah.
Big Trent Yanni. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's dialed in.
Keith Acton.
Mm-hmm. My brain completely overwrote the Camilleri Oilers era. I've been reading about it, and I'm like, I don't remember anything of note at all. Like, I'm looking at this photo. I have, like, the Bernstein Bears thing going on.
Yeah, well, it's like it was right after we were good, and then we went into, like, a mini decade of darkness.
Mm-hmm. We went into the 12 months of darkness.
It was, like, 2 years. It was two years of darkness.
2017-18, he was here for 51 games.
Crazy times, man. I don't remember this. This is when they got shitty, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not great.
What kind of noise was that?
You know, I'm really interested if Puljujärvi leaves, how well he'll enforce his Bison King trademark.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see another fan base picking that torch up to any great degree.
Yeah,
it can't survive anywhere but Edmonton.
Yeah, if he's in Columbus, no one gives a fuck.
That $30,000 in legal fees. They don't even know what spent, everybody.
They don't even know what bisons are.
Well, now
imagine he shows up.
We should appoint.
I'm the Bison King.
Yeah, we'll appoint a new Bison King
for next season.
Mm-hmm.
About
to join on Zoom.
Okay, so you're going to a new meeting. Or into a meeting, so you're leaving
driving
here.
Driving to a new meeting.
Jay's going to a
meeting. You're leaving, Jay?
Yep.
On the show still.
He is sans headphones also.
All right. Well, right, you yeah. enjoy. Are you... Oh, you're leaving the office, hey?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you need something from me?
Nah, it's okay.
We can talk about it.
You know what that means,
Jay. We can talk about it later.
You admit me into the podcast.
I don't want the audio loop feedback, so I'm going to do it when you leave the room.
Okay.
Which gives Wanye some time to talk about his album.
Our album. We're releasing it as a company.
Fair.
You have every this is yours too, your MJ. I'd like you to feel some ownership for fuck's sakes. You want to drop a verse or have some creative control or something, I would welcome all input.
I have been scribbling down bars in my notebook.
Have you really?
No.
Well, then you're not really into this, are you?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
It must have felt like this to be in Simon and Garfunkel, and I'm Simon.
Well, the other day you said Kennedy was helping you with it.
Kennedy, well, everyone's helping. Kennedy is helping me. I'm sure we're going to get some help from fucking Waz somewhere along the line. Bag Milk's been numerous times I've called him to discuss.
Yep.
I believe Coombe is involved to some degree.
I'm definitely going to write a bar. Like, I just want one.
Needs to be something.
Yeah, like, right. I want it to be whatever the rapper is that we hire off Upwork featuring Bag Milk.
Well, here's how it's going to go down. This is the creative process. So I have a 6-track EP list with like the concept of songs made. And then I have kind of like inspiration tracks of like the type of music I want it to be. Then we're going to go on to Fiverr. I've also hired a couple people off Fiverr in the last couple of weeks to do some things, just like easy little jobs, so I understand how it works. So I think what we'll be able to do is sit down as a crew and be like, hey, here's the 6 kind of songs. I get it. All right, let's listen to 30 different producers and decide who we like best and send them each a song. So we'll decide collectively who gets what, and then we'll all listen to the beats, and then we get revisions. And it'll be that where we like hive mind the revisions. It'll be fun.
I'm excited about that. But again, I'm going to
write funny, man.
And my featuring bag milk verse is going to be fire. It's going to be gas. I'm excited.
I'll give you your
like,
ad lib.
You could like pick a rapper off of Fiverr that you want to rap as you, and you could have him in his rap say that he's bag milk.
No, you
want to
actually rap. Yeah,
I want to actually do the thing.
You want to rap on our album?
Yeah, I want to do it. I think it'd be fun.
You have to be good, man. This isn't a joke. This is $5 beats on Fiverr.
This is going
to
be like when Drake released Forever. And Kanye had to redo his verse after hearing Eminem. That's going to be the Fiverr rappers after I'm done.
Or is this like when Paul Wall let his jeweler Johnny Dang appear in one of his songs and poor Johnny can't rap for shit and it hastened the end of the career of Paul Wall?
Or is this going to be like when Kanye and Paul McCartney dropped that song and Paul McCartney listened to it and was like, what the fuck? I'm not even on this.
What?
When they released 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And like Paul McCartney, like apparently recorded vocals for it and then listened to the song and went to Kanye and was like, why aren't I in the song? And Kanye's like, what do you mean you're not in the song? You're playing guitar.
Oh, I was wondering. I'm like, I can never hear Paul McCartney in this song.
Yeah.
He's playing guitar.
Just wait. You'll hear my verse and it'll be fucking sweet.
It's fair.
I guess. I just like, no offense. Like, we're not fucking around here. You think it's funny because a rap album's being made by a hockey blog? You think it's a joke?
We're trying to get 5,000 streams here.
5,000 streams.
Well, it just means I got pressure. That's all.
Under pressure.
I was kind of thinking if we dropped like a, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to. We're already purposefully talking about this on the show so that I have to do what I'm saying. So I don't want to brainstorm aloud that if people be like, you should do that, then I got to do a bunch more work. But let's just say it's not that hard to spend like $2,000 on a verse and get a rapper you've heard of to rap on one of your songs. Mm-hmm. Like it's really not.
We get Jody Hi-Rola on it.
Like there's a lot of crappy rappers out there that aren't like terrible. Like you'd be like, oh yeah, I know that guy. How much does it cost to get him on a song? Like $2,000. That's it.
We should get Swollen Members to do it.
Hmm. Oh, that'd be amazing. Sean Blair.
Hey, what are you doing back? You can't be hearing all the ins and outs of how an album comes together.
Oh, I've been listening.
Oh my God. You could get Sean Blair. All you have to do is email. I found a website of clearing like rappers and musicians and shit. If you want to contact their agencies, old rappers specifically are available for quite a low sum. And if you want to get that 5,000 stream threshold, get a verse by Obi Trice, not saying him specifically, because I think he's in jail.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Real name, no gimmicks. Polo G's coming to Edmonton for K-Days.
See, these kids are still hot. You got to get like the older ones that Classified no one hits up the features anymore. That's more our speed.
We could get Classified to record a hockey verse in our studio while he's in Edmonton. Why not?
Classified.
I actually think I might go see him. I don't mind a little Classified. Anyways.
Canadian.
Good Canadian. Yep. Honestly, guys, I'm pretty checked out right now. Long weekend coming up.
Wow.
Oh, long weekend. Let's wrap it up. It's all good.
Got to do the DFO rundown tonight. Did we go 50 minutes? 45 in. Oh, got to give some love to Alfa Romeo of Edmonton. Can you imagine being long weekend? You're going out to the cabin and you're ripping out there in an Alfa Romeo. That's luxury. Mm. We talked about Zach Hyman. Zach Hyman is a partner with Alfa Romeo of Edmonton.
He should be.
Damn right. Because he's a luxurious.
He is the Alfa Romeo on our team.
I'd say he is. Hard worker.
He shouted out his baby mama on Instagram today. Old Zach Hyman. Did you see this?
Isn't that his wife?
Yes, but he called her his baby mama. The photo.
Oh, really?
It's a joke. If you're a woman, like a Earth woman, and Zach Hyman walks up to you and says hi, this has to be a good scenario. Like he's the nicest man in the world, right?
Beaming
he's
smile.
Cute as a bug's ear, smiling ear to ear, children's author. Oh, also super thug and NHL superstar. You're
entrepreneur.
Welcome.
Entrepreneur.
Esports.
He ticks all the boxes.
All the boxes.
God damn.
Guy's a stud. I love him.
Congratulations, Mrs. Hyman. Congratulations on hitting it out of the park.
Was it their anniversary or is it her birthday?
I think it was their anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary, Zachary.
Hmm. Indeed.
Happy anniversary to you, Tyler. Congratulations on the wedding.
Okay.
What's this? This has got to be close to the 2-year wedding anniversary for the Rev Chucks.
No, that would be coming in Whoa, no, it's since you guys did that whole bit of me getting married in Disneyland. That was the
December. We didn't do shit. You went to Disneyland and got married, and we told everyone.
About it. Figured it out.
Yeah, that was the December before the pandemic. So are we not coming up on 3 years now?
Oy, oy, oy.
Holy shit. You've been married for 3 years?
Time flies.
Pandemic years, too.
Wow. That's like 9 years.
Okay. I am moving this weekend, though.
Finally, yeah.
Yep, finally got it done. Figured out the floor vents. Mm-hmm. Actually, wasn't that much of an issue at all.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
I want to close with the Wanya Jr. story.
Oh, yep.
Go ahead.
He was cornered by his dog the other day, you see, who's an old beagle. And the old beagle is very food driven. And Wanya Jr. has food in his hand and a spatula in his other hand, like an old spatula. And he likes to go around the house with a spatula as though it's some sort of wizard's wand. And the dog made a move for the food in his hand. And you could tell he was actually scared. And he cracked the dog over the head with a spatula and broke it.
Jesus.
And now the dog has respect for Wanya Jr.
He's established the alpha.
Truly, he has. Like, it was very interesting to watch because until that point, he was always kind of like, eh, whenever it came around.
Yeah.
And he cracked a little spatula thing on him. Bam. And now that dog don't play. And I was like, oh, man, this kid is very determined.
Yeah.
He'd do well in a prison yard, but not now. Give it time.
Yeah, give it time. Yeah, too soon.
Give it time. He'll be running the yard. But I thought that was an interesting play because most little kids are little wussy kids.
Yeah. Not Wanya Jr.
He's not, man. It's weird. He's a very, like, he doesn't talk, but he'll look you right through you like Mark Messier stare.
Yeah.
What is this festering wound you have on your leg, Tyler?
Son of a bitch. It's actually kind of irritating me today.
Monkeypox? So,
it does look like monkeypox.
Yeah, oh, monkeypox. You're Amtrak.
It's starting to leak a little, hey?
Yeah, it's festering.
Oh, God.
That's the pustule.
So
I know that. That's going to be sound grabbed by Surveyor Brett for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So when I play ball.
So Jay leaves and then Tyler throws his legs up on the chair Jay was sitting on. And now staring me in the face is this quarter size.
It's disgusting.
Goo.
He chucked up his leaky leg.
Yeah. Leaky leg is now up on the up on the chair.
Leaky leg.
Is that better?
Now you're draining it on your other leg.
Oh, shit.
Remember how Mama June has a sugar foot?
Oh, I remember sugar foot. Yeah. There was like ants and shit in there.
Is that what you got going on here? I'm chucking sugar leg.
So here's the issue. I play ball. I wear ball pants in my men's league, right? And there is a hole about bag milk that size, as you can see, in my ball pants. So every time I slide into a base, I just reopen the wound. So it's been like this for whatever, a few months now, month and a half. And it won't heal because I play ball two, three times a week.
Maybe like bandage that baby up next time, you know?
I think that's probably the play because I think the reason it's doing what it is right now is because there's a lot of dirt in there.
Oh, Tyler, that's how you get like your leg amputated.
I cleaned it out pretty good. And by that, I mean, I squirted a Gatorade water bottle on it after and was like, yeah, it's probably nice. But
you're disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, do you think I could just cut the laces out of these shoes and they'd still look cool?
Probably.
Never really advised.
All right. Well, the laces don't actually do anything. I think they're decorative. Anyways, that's unrelated. That's bad podcast content because people can't hear.
They can envision.
Yeah.
If they're thinking about the pustule.
It's like it's shiny and
but here's
gooey.
The thing. I didn't bring this up. Bag milk did.
Yeah, I did because it was staring at me.
it's honestly not good.
No.
What about like Bizarre from D12? Do we have Bizarre from D12 type money? For the album?
Yeah, come on.
He couldn't cost that much. He wasn't even good to begin with.
Lose Yourself video, he was in the back.
Yeah. Like, great. I don't know that he's available, but I'm just wondering, one, he is available. Two, if you're like, hey, we have like $2,000, go to the studio and lay this down. He probably has a studio at his house.
Probably. Superman video, he was in the back.
I was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to slowly wrap this up. Happy long weekend, everybody. When we're back for another episode on Monday. Oh yeah, I'll still be here Monday, but then I fly to Montreal.
What's going on there?
The NHL draft.
Hmm.
Anyone have any suggestions for places I should eat by the arena in Montreal? I'm all ears. I've never been to Montreal. I've actually never been that far east in my life.
Me neither,
actually. Schwartz's Deli, if it's still in business.
Okay.
Me neither, actually.
The furthest east I've ever been before that is Chicago. So
we'll have some unfiltered cigarettes and smoked meat.
Okay. Okay. I'm very excited for it. I think the Oilers are going to be pretty active over the next few days here. Tomorrow, we should hear about the futures of Keith and Smith.
Tomorrow's on Friday.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they did say July 1. Buyout
opens tomorrow.
Buyout window opens. So we should know a little bit about the Zach Kassian future as well.
Well, the buyout window, I had Zach look it up before we started recording. That goes on until the 12th. So they got some time there.
Yeah, they do. You try to move them first. So I don't think those will be active night one of day one of the buyout window, but next week things will heat up. So we'll talk about that on Monday. Maybe we'll even try to get Frank on the show to tee up the off season for us.
Egg Milk's dog, Frank.
He knows a lot of things.
Every single time I do a weekly hit on 1260, every single time I'll be like, oh, Frank said this. Low Tide always goes, Frank the dog. No, Low Tide, not Frank the dog. Frank the human. Low Tide. All right. Good show, boys. Shout out to Alfa Romeo of Edmonton, DoorDash, and Oodle Noodle. Ding dong. Promo code Real Life DD gets you 25% off, no delivery fees on your first order. Why not use that bad boy to go ahead and order some Oodle Noodle? Also, the HGA Group and Cattail Crossing, where we will be for the Oilers Nation Open. Also, come to Toronto with us. Come on, what the hell are you doing? Figure it out. Come to Toronto with us. It'll be a good time.
The strong close.
They play the Rays 5 times this weekend, and I'm worried about that. All right.
5 straight?
Yeah, they play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Rays. Mm. Yeah. Tough.
Big series.
Big series. All right. Enjoy the long weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Stay responsible. And we'll chat with you on Monday, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.